All right, time for another segment. Been a while since I talked. I've been busy. A lot going on. We had impeachment. Oh, my gosh. That has nothing to do with me, but it was fun to watch, wasn't it? We've had impeachment. We've had, let's see, what's the latest? Oh, yeah, that's right. I almost forgot. We're going to impeach him again. Yes, we're going to do it again. We didn't get it right the first time, so we're going to try a second time. The Democrats don't know when to quit, and they're absolutely losing their minds right now because they've got a socialist who's leading the pack of nominees or candidates. They've got a socialist, a crazy guy that looks like he slept in his suit with hair that looks like a nutty professor. This is the guy that's leading the pack. Now, Iowa... Well, going back to that, that was another thing that happened. The Iowa caucuses. The Democratic Party could not announce the night of who had won the Democratic caucuses in Iowa. I tell you, when it rains, it pours when it comes to screwing up. You had a new app that no one tested that was supposed to, I guess, to... report the findings in each separate caucus, and it didn't work, or it was showing the wrong numbers, or something. It was 2 days later, I think, I was looking at the website of the results, and at that point, 2 days later, they were still only reporting 62% of the vote. Now, I'm pretty sure that in the 1800s, it only took a day to count the votes. So that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. That makes your Democratic Party look like morons. Now, this is the same party that is telling me that they want to run my health care system. Yeah, that's a good idea. So we got through that, and we really don't know who won. We think it was Bernie, but Buttigieg thinks he won. Buttigieg announced that he won that night. Where he got his numbers, I'm not really sure. And so now we split the delegates. I think Warren came in third, if I'm not mistaken. Surprisingly, Mr. Joe, he came in fourth. Now this is the guy that was your front runner. This is the guy that the Democrats said was going to breeze through this. He's in his element. He's loving this. This is where he shines. Well, I don't know if any of you have seen any of his speeches or during the debates or just off the cuff. The man has lost his mind. We don't want him at the helm of anything. I wouldn't let him drive my car if I was in it. So this, I'd say Joe's, okay, so then fast forward to New Hampshire, where Joe got trounced, basically. He came in fifth behind Amy Klobuchar. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. I'm having more fun watching this. The Democrats are imploding. They're falling to pieces. My party, the party that I was part of since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, is absolutely self-destructing, and they got nobody to blame but themselves. You know, I forgot the State of the Union. Oh my God, let's go back to State of the Union. Oh my God, that was so much fun. One of the best speeches I've ever seen. not the best speech, but the best State of the Union I've ever seen. Usually those things are boring. Oh my God, make you want to just fall asleep basically. And in this case, Trump was on fire. He was reading off a teleprompter, but he did a tremendous job at it. He really did. He made me think that he actually, all of this was spot on. He bragged about all of his accomplishments, everything that was going on. He introduced, I don't know if you saw it, but he introduced people in the crowd. A 100-year-old Tuskegee airman, last surviving black aviator who flew in World War II. Missions over Europe in the South Pacific. This was the guy. His grandson was there. Wants to be an astronaut. You can't make this stuff up. Had a had a man who was hooked on opioids, showing that he'd come back. He was there. He was coherent. He's on the road to recovery. Had a premature baby there with her mother, less than a pound when she was born. She survived it. They reunited a soldier with his wife and his kids. Oh, my God, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. It was awe-inspiring. It really was. It didn't matter. It would not have mattered if it was Republican or Democrat giving that speech. With those kind of optics, I was on board. It was fantastic. It really was. It was tear-jerking. It really was. And what does Nancy Pelosi do right after the speech? She rips the speech up. Right on the right in front of the camera for all of America to see. I tell you, they have no one to blame but themselves. No one to blame for themselves. I thought it was hysterical. I have loved this. This is like my Super Bowl. 2020 is going to be so much fun. Oh my gosh. We've got a socialist leading the pack. Self-proclaimed socialist. Which I don't even think he knows what that means, but the point is he wants to give free shit away. He's actually a welfare state guy, is what he wants. Free stuff for everyone, except the only problem is it's your taxes that bought it. Now, it makes no sense. So, but I will say one thing, he's consistent. He's been like this forever. But you tell me, you be sure, tell me what Bernie Sanders has accomplished in his 40-plus years in public life. Serving the public as a public servant. What has he accomplished? Nothing. Nothing. I know of no legislation that he's actually authored that made any difference whatsoever. All he is an independent. That's his shtick. He doesn't take money from lawyers or lobbyists or no corporate money. Yeah, well, that's true, and I tip my hat to you for that, but at the end of the day, what have you actually accomplished in all these years that you've been in the legislature? Not a damn thing. The man's never had a real job in his life. I think he taught for a little while in his early years, and then he became the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, then became a congressman, if I'm not mistaken. And then he became a senator, and that's where he's been ever since. And he's done nothing. 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 And he's their leader. He's the guy they're looking for. And they're going to screw him over, guys. I'm telling you, they're going to screw him. They've already done. They did it in 2016. They screwed him over. And they're going to screw him this time because they are not going to have a socialist at the head of their party. There's no way. No way, Jose. They've got superdelegates, and then you got pledge delegates. It's a completely different system. Bernie's the one that dreamt it up because he thought he got screwed in 2016, and it's going to end up screwing him over again. So you got him. Toss him aside. Buttigieg. What was he? He was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I think that's a town of 150,000. Yeah. Well, under Pete's tutelage, crime increased 70% during his reign. So I don't want him. I don't want him at the helm of anything. And I can tell you another thing. America will put up with a lot of stuff, but there's one thing we're not going to do, and we're not going. And not at least at this point. And I'm not saying. Well, you'll understand where I'm coming from. There's no way a homosexual is president of the United States right now. No way. Not a chance. Not a chance. Middle America, flyover country is not going to set well with them. Now, having said that, flyover country is very tolerant. We let people do whatever they want. We don't care. I don't care. You do whatever you want. I couldn't care less. But I don't want you being my president, and I don't want you walking across the stage after you give a speech and kissing your husband on the lips. Nope, not going to work. Nope. Plus, he's not married. There's a few rules you have to live by to be president of the United States. One is you have to be 6 foot tall. It's that simple. You have to be kind of good looking. You have to be married. You have to have children. You can't have a beard, and you can't have a weird name, and you can't have a mustache. Okay? Those things, you can't be short and be president. Look at Ross Perot. He was 4'3". He had all the right answers back in the 80s. He knew exactly what he was talking about. Another billionaire that knew what he was talking about. But he looked like a kid. No way you're going to get elected. You got to be tall. You got to be kind of tough. Okay? And I'll tell you another thing. I don't want some milquetoast-looking guy. I mean, I'm sorry. Pete may be a nice guy, but he looks like he weighs 110 pounds soaking wet. He looks like the guy that you would kick sand in their face on the beach. Seriously. The guy's a weakling. What, you're going to go up against Putin? Can you imagine those two sitting across the table from one another? Putin's going to look around going, what, are you guys kidding me? This guy's 12. Exactly. And he looks like he has the physical resemblance of a 12-year-old, too. No way he gets elected. I don't want that guy in the White House. I want somebody people are scared of. Okay? I want somebody like Trump. Somebody that says, hey, I'm in charge, and by God, that's the way it's going to be. That's what I want. I don't want... I'm telling you, it won't work. So, anyway, fast forward to today, day four yesterday, I guess. Roger Stone, a political operative of the Trump administration. I don't know if you know who Roger Stone is, but he's been in politics for years. I mean, I think back to Nixon, he's been around. This guy, he's a dirty trickster. Oh, my God. He's pulled some stuff. Nothing bad. Actually, Trump needs him. He actually needs him in the White House because Trump's got nobody pointing him in the right direction. He's got nobody. He's there all alone. He's got his family, but other than that, everybody's after him. So Roger Stone gets arrested for that. I thought from what I read and from what I saw, when they arrested him, now this is for lying to Congress, okay? Lying to Congress. They had a SWAT team break into his home at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's 75 years old or something. I mean, I believe if you just called his attorney and said, hey, do you mind coming down to the station, 11:30, we need to get this settled. Nope. They had skin divers in the water because it was in Florida. It was near a lake. It was terrible. And CNN just happened to be there so they could take pictures of it and videotape it. What a coincidence. They must have just been in the neighborhood. I tell you what, this isn't the biggest crock. But anyway, Trump comes out and says, after the trial, he's tried and he's convicted. This is Roger Stone on, I think it was 6 counts of lying or telling a fib or something. It was nonsense. They're going to give the guy 9 years. 9 years in jail for lying. Why? Because he's a Republican, that's why. Never mind that Clapper and Brennan and Lynch and Holder, Hillary Clinton. I can go down the list of Comey have lied to Congress, and they know they have. Nothing gets done. Nothing happens. So what do we have? We have William Barr, an attorney general. Mr. Super Guy. He's just so intelligent, such a great guy, man of integrity. Yeah, whatever. Comes out. Oh well. First of all, Trump comes out and says, "Hey, this is a travesty of justice. There's no way this should be done. 9 years is way too much for this." He tweets it or something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, Barr, he goes on an interview to ABC, and they're interviewing him. And Barr has the audacity to come out and say, I wish the president, basically, the president kind of screwed me up by tweeting these things. I wish he wouldn't do that. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I can tell you what I would do if I was Donald Trump. The next day, the very next day, first thing on the agenda, when I walk into the office, the Oval Office the next morning, get me Barr's scalp. I want him fired. I want him gone. That's what I would do. Loyalty means everything. Loyalty in politics means everything. You screw me over, that'll be the last you'll see of anything you want. All your deals, everything's gone. You don't screw me over. That's what Trump should do. He should fire the attorney general and get somebody in there with some balls. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't know of anything that this Barr has done since he got the job. He has not arrested, he has not indicted anyone. And he tells me that Epstein was killed himself? What, are you kidding me? What, are you clueless? No, Epstein did not kill himself. He was murdered. I mean, it's the most pathetic. I don't know who this Barr is, but I want him gone. I don't trust him around the corner. So that's what's been going on the last few weeks, and that's where I stand. And that's about all I've got to say right now. Have a nice day.